very prideful. Our love is here to linger. I want Barbara Streisand, Heather Starbright, or Mary Grotter Lewis. I always want a venture and sway. The radio and the telephone that rings and the stories that we observe. Maybe just be fancy. I dress myself handsome and want to look my best. I always want to go keep from the rear. Our love is there to linger. I think there's misconception about life after death and certain issues. Because Lawrence Smith isn't cut out for unexpected obstacles. 2000 had no business venturing around the corner. Time doesn't need to fly away so fast. I think God made a mistake and told a barefaced lie. But our love and romance is here to linger. Oh, I want to take things I hear. Our love is there to remain and linger. Charles Sarver, I think of you, and on my subconscious thought, I would always want to wake up every morning and pray. I'm a Gemini fault-finding individual that accepts it as long as somebody's complimenting me and promising me and bribing me of certain things and reciprocating in my generosity of being respectful. I'd be better off with Sarah Maxine, Nola Hill, or Mrs. Dickerson. Because I take things to a different, higher scale. I'd be better off with Heather Starbright, Barbara Streisand. I want to spend the winter and fall vacation. Take my girlfriend with me so we can visit the Taj Mahal. I would have been better off if I got involved with Florence Nightingale. I get that temptation to question the Lord's wisdom as to what he does or what he doesn't do. I always want to take a lot of things that I try to offer out and sell. I would be better off with Tilly Ridley or Beverly Bellis instead of Charlene B. Goodall. I take things so rare and want to take things in size. This can't be love. Certain things that the dear Lord is doing doesn't add up. That's nonsense. I think there's misconception about life after death. I'm a fault-finding Gemini person that isn't cut out for unexpected obstacles or disappointment. I'm the type of individual that wants to be perfect and reach perfection in everything I do. I'd be better off with Pitsy Struler. Take her with me and go out somewhere and enjoy myself. If it's no more than playing tennis or going out fishing and things are rightful, this can't be love. Because I'm always complaining of what I enjoy and what I'm getting tired of. The dear Lord had no business putting me and my mother through a test. Because if Hazel Perry Smith was living, he would have lost this temper and would not have been able to find a way to deal with me. Lord Marjorie Sturson, Luke Dwelly. Less dropping in love. I'd be better off with Valerie Stewart or Cloris Leachman, Sarah Maxine, Elizabeth Taylor. Who's the one who says, will she ever get rid of that leech? Less dark in our eyes. I want to use an ounce of sense and make a decision that's real wise. As I go through life, I'm going to have to think for myself and function the way I should. If I had a girlfriend, I would name her Loretta Shoe Silk Grand. Loretta is feminine of the masculine version for Dido. That's my favorite song. With a gay thought, I'd be better off with Nola Hill. Options are liberty, power or liberty of choosing. I'd be better off with Mrs. Dickerson. The dear Lord had no business putting me and Charlene B. Goodall through a test. If you say you care for somebody, it has to be the truth. You can't put on a pretense, and it's love that you can't fake or just put for decoration or rest down as an ornament. I get that temptation to question the Lord's wisdom as to what he does or doesn't do on certain issues. There's an age level figurement when you should know how far to go and back off of certain circumstances. Let's drop in love, let's drop in sympathy. When I wake up in the morning, breakfast and coffee is back on my schedule. Switch to Everdent. It says on this other chapter, the rest I'm reading, following a brief illness, Charles Sarver passed away Thursday evening, September the 28th, 1972, in St. Vincent Hospital. Survivors include his wife, Addie Litton Sarver, who was the one that poisoned him. Bertha Woodson gave us information on that, and I understand why, because she had had enough. And Addie Litton Sarver didn't need to go through no more. And Charles Sarver letting on him knowing what button to push, he knew what coin to flip. And that's the reason why Ann did a job on him. I'm content to be. And her deceptive hidden teamwork of liability is Annabybe Sarver blamed us for everybody for putting her out of the house. But Charlene told me that they did not put her out of the house. And it says two daughters, Mrs. Charlene Smith and Miss Martha Shields, who is a different Arthur Shields, two sisters, Lucille Wilson, who is a joint with Brewer Wilson, and Emma Eugene, a brother, James, a grandson, several nieces and nephews, other relatives, and a host of friends. A restful lagoon. Ooh. like a ripple on the line. I think of a best friend, my restful lagoon. I'm a fault-finding Gemini person that wants to crawl back into that little shell and live in a Donald Duck and Mickey Mouse world. For all the good it does for my mother to teach me how to cook, I might as well go out and eat in fast food restaurants, think and function and eat the way Americans do, have a gay mind and a homosexual thought. I want to jump up to the moon and live in fantasy. I'd be better off with Nola Hill or Gladys Knight. I'd be better off with Elizabeth Taylor, who's the one that says, will she ever get rid of that leech? I always want to have things my way and try not to peep. I think God told a barefaced lie. The dear Lord had no business putting me and my mother through a test. I hesitate and refuse and procrastinate to accept the dear Lord is my personal savior. I'm wasteful and extravagant with food. I'm always complaining of what I'm getting tiresome of. I'd be better off with Mary Grotter Lewis, Valerie Stewart, or somebody special. If I ever feel a sexual urge that bothers me, Loretta should lick her tongue on my face and slobber her gums on my nose. Take things in a special route. Venture at its own request. Da-da, at its own request. Charles Sarber. Well, I'm letting you know that we're always going to be thinking of you. And as of now, Lawrence is doing fine and Lawrence is doing well. But I wish to keep it this way. But Mac and Benny Hinn, thanks for being with us to us. And Mac and Benny Hinn and Grandpa Charles Sarber, you keep Lawrence out of trouble and out of harm's way. But I have to figure a selection of what Marjorie Stershing and Luke Dwellingston came out with. Marjorie Stershing, Luke Dwellingston. I'm doing something in addition to my grandpa, Charles Sarber. The bushes don't have to find out. The trees don't have to find out. But with the blues, them re-crushing. Have to find out.
Thank you. Dear Lord, had no business putting me on my mother through a test.